This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So tonight, there's a few announcements as far as the drive-through iftars that we have every weekend are starting tonight. It's going to be going on from Friday to Sunday. And you can pick them up from Manara building at 5 p.m. until supplies run out, inshallah. That's going to be going on every day. And then tonight, after Taraweeh, we have a program that's happening every Friday that we're calling After Hours, where we're going to have one of the sheikhs give like a spiritual reflection reminder in the community room. And tonight we have Sheikh Yasser Faziga, inshallah. And then lastly, we have the fundraiser dinner happening next Saturday, March 23rd, the MIC annual construction fundraiser. And the theme is Keep Our Vision Growing. And we'd love to see everyone there. Inshallah, there's tickets available in the office. You can go to the Mohid kiosks. You can come to one of us. There's online tickets as well, inshallah. But go ahead, please make sure to purchase those tickets. $25 per person. And there's also going to be child care provided as well. Jazakallah khair.
الله وبركاته
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد Before I proceed, I must comment on the beauty and how much I really appreciate seeing at least my focus here is on the brother's side seeing fathers and sons, grandfathers and grandchildren sitting next to each other. This is a beautiful scene. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our community members and our family members and the members of our household. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, protect them. May they become better than us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them an asset for this community and for Islam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. When looking at the verses of fasting, they begin with reminding us of the objective of fasting. The primary objective of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ It is to attain or gain and experience taqwa. And then when we look at the end of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another end goal from fasting. And that is, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So that you may become thankful or express gratitude, attain gratitude. So these are the two primary objectives of fasting. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is requiring us and commanding us to fast the month of Ramadan. And as I intend to speak about the first one today, I must begin with the end in mind. By the end of this month, you and I need to have developed a sense of gratitude and taqwa. I, like many other people, I am guilty of not being always grateful for what we have. Very often, we have a lot of great things happening in our lives. Actually, nothing but blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have to remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds or keeps something away from us, that in and of itself is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عطاؤه عطاء ومنعه عطاء سبحانه وتعالى. When Allah withholds something, it is actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's very important that we become, develop this attitude of gratitude and become thankful for what we have. You see, very often, I'll just give a few examples. We complain about things that other people are dying to have. We complain about too much time, too much wealth. Well, very few people complain about too much wealth, but there are some people who don't know what to do. And the reality is that that person, and some even complain about children, having children. There are other people dying to have children. We complain about freedom. We complain about great things that we have that some people had to fight for, some people are dying for, opportunities that we have that no other people, no other community has. And we need to be very careful, because this is a form of kufr. Denial of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and blessings upon us. And we ought to be grateful, humbly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have and thank Him day and night. And fasting is one of these exercises that is supposed to train us to become more thankful. And I forgot to mention an example as well. Children sometimes complain about their parents. And if you do, if you don't like how protective your parents are of you, I want to caution you, because there are people out there that would love to have a parent like your parent, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested with depriving them from the care of their parents. Be careful. There are orphans all over the world, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with all of them. May Allah bring comfort and peace to their hearts. So be careful, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. This is something that we need to remind ourselves of every single day. Because when you ask any person, any one of us, you know, what are one of the greatest lessons of the month of Ramadan? It makes you feel with other people, develops that sense of sympathy or empathy for other people. So keep that in mind, thankfulness. And we're going to, inshallah ta'ala, revisit that. But I wanted us to start focusing on this as well. What do you have that you're not as thankful for as you should be? Because we should be thankful for everything. And remember, if counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizing them and internalizing them and appreciating them does not bring you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has other ways and means, if you're fortunate, to bring you back to Him. لأنه من لم ينقد إلى الله بملاطفات العطاء انقاد إليه بسلاسل البلاء. من لم يلاحظ مننا الإحسان قيد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى بسلاسل الامتحان. As one great scholar said, whoever does not come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring him to Him and humble him or her through other means, through trials and tribulations and losses. We don't want that. And that's if the person is lucky. There are some people whom Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't even pay attention to them. And that brings me to what I wanted to talk about today. And that is to be of that selected special group of people who, whether they are tested with blessings or they're tested with hardship, their hearts are attached and content, and they're always aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who devote themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unconditionally. And these are the people who attain this state of taqwa that fasting was prescribed for. People who reach a level where they are conscientious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will trigger not only fear, because taqwa doesn't mean just to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It actually means to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be very careful in what you do, to avoid things that you're not supposed to touch or come near because you know it's toxic. You know it will offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to do the things and rush to them to the best of your abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with for you, for your own good. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ So that is taqwa, to develop that mindset. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, pay attention. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ Fasting was prescribed. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الصِّيَامِ Fasting was prescribed for you. It was written upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ As it was prescribed upon those who were before you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Because fasting has proven record in history of raising that level of awareness within the individual. It makes you more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mindful of what you're supposed to do. Mindful of what you're supposed to avoid and why you're supposed to do them or avoid them. So three things. Mindful of what you're supposed to do. And fasting, obviously, for anyone who practices it, you ask anyone, it will tell you. I mean, ask yourself. You're more careful of what you need to do. Mindful of what you're supposed to avoid. Because you don't want to nullify your fasting. You're very careful of the things that you're supposed to avoid. That outside this particular period of time, we would do. The halal becomes haram upon us temporarily during the fasting hours. Raising that level of awareness and mindfulness. See, very often we snack and we eat when we do different things, sometimes without paying attention. When you're fasting, you can't do that. And I know that every now and then we may caught ourselves, you know, you may catch yourself opening the refrigerator, you're about to go for something, and you're like, oh wait, I'm fasting. I can't do that. Especially in the early days of Ramadan. And if it happens that you accidentally, unintentionally drink or eat something, then it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a treat from Allah azza wa jal. Carry on with your fasting and your fasting will be accepted. But don't do that too often. I'm saying this for the sake of the young folks that are with us today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Because sometimes they, be careful. See, one of the sahaba was told about a man came to him, he said, you know, what about a person that ate accidentally early in the morning, came home and ate accidentally? And he said, that's a gift from Allah, that's a treat from Allah. He can carry on with his fasting, it's still valid. And then when it was lunchtime, that person forgot again and had something. They ate something. And he said, well, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khair, inshallah. As long as it was accidental, it was unintentional, it's accepted. He can carry on. Then later in the afternoon, that person again consumed something else. So he said, this is someone who's not used to fasting. Must be someone who's not used to fasting. But as we mature and grow and experience this more and more, we're going to get to that point where we're very careful. As careful as a person, and I use this analogy very often, as careful as a person who has severe allergies of a particular ingredient would be before touching, allowing themselves to touch anything, because they know that it could be deadly. So any time they hold something or something is presented to them, they question the source and the ingredients, or they look at the ingredients and the content of that product before they put it in their mouth. That's what taqwa is. But it also, taqwa helps you remind yourself who it is that you're doing this for and why you're doing it. And this is the most important question. So that when you break your fast Or when that moment comes right, when you're right about to break your fast, you remind yourself. I used to hear my father say, Rahimahullah, Allahumma laka sumt. Oh Allah, for you I have observed fasting. Wa ala rizqika aftart. And this is your provision that I am right now breaking my fast with. Beautiful dua that he used to make, rahimahullah ta'ala. But something that made me analyze. Wow, this is very interesting, because in the hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so proud of a person that observes fasting for his sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so proud of you for controlling your urges and giving up something for his sake. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal does not specify the reward that He's willing to give you. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much you're struggling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that knows the level of your endurance, how hard or how difficult it might be for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what it means for you to give up something that He otherwise made lawful for you during this particular period of time. And you look at the clock in the morning and you remind yourself and everyone in your household that they ought to stop eating and drinking. And you observe that until it's time for you to break your fast, and as soon as you hear the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you are reminded of who it is that you're doing for, and you say Bismillah and you break your fast. That act that many people take for granted, that we do easily, many other people look at us and they say, SubhanAllah. They don't say SubhanAllah, but they look at us and they say, how can you guys do this? Really? You have developed this level of self-control. Yes. Who helped you and I do that? Because I know people who are more committed to their exercises and to their form of fasting and to their very strict and perhaps healthy lifestyle, much more committed than I. But they cannot see themselves doing what you and I are doing easily by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day for the next whatever amount of days, for 29 or for 30 days. What is it doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we love and fear and have trust in more than anyone or anything else? So Allah acknowledges this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu." Every action the son of Adam does is for himself. Your exercises, your lifestyle, your career, your studies, even some acts of worship, you're doing it for yourself. Illa sawm. Except fasting. There is no other reason you would do it. It doesn't make sense for you to do it for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa sawm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, except fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. He does it for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. And I will reward him for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and I. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear brothers and sisters, fasting has benefits for the individual and for the community. There are societal benefits. For the individual, it does increase that individual's, as we mentioned, that individual's level of taqwa. Take advantage of that. But very often, one asks, okay, so what am I supposed to do? I mean, taqwa to what extent? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable. Fear Allah, be mindful of Allah to the best of your abilities, to the best of your circumstances, to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your capacity. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know when you're making excuses for yourself, and you know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept these excuses or not. So if there is anything that you and I need to work on this month, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, is work on these excuses. So those bad habits, bad practices, toxic or unlawful sources, whether it's sources of financial or emotional support or whatever, we cut off these. Because we do have the capacity and the ability to live without them. We really need to hold ourselves accountable. This month, confront yourself. And at least give up something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once and for all. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So it helps raise that level of awareness. Number two, it raises your level of self-control. It makes you discover what you're capable of. See, many of us make all kinds of excuses outside Ramadan. Now, you can't. You know you have the time for all of these things. And somehow, in spite of the fact that you're actually fasting, you're supposed to have lower levels of energy, you're supposed to accomplish much more. That's because your will and your self-control has increased by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you can fast. If you can fast, if you can keep yourself from a lot of things temporarily, you can keep yourself away from them forever if you choose to. Number three, it increases your mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, coming for qiyam, listening to the Qur'an, especially as it is beautifully recited. And we are so fortunate to have our Qari, Shaykh Saiful Islam Khalid Mujahid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, who's a graduate of the College of Da'wah at Al-Azhar, the prestigious Al-Azhar University in Egypt. He was born here in the United States and he went there, lived there most of his life, studied in Al-Azhar, and then he came back here 3 years ago. And we were fortunate to have him. We'll have him with us, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, for the first 20 days of the month of Ramadan. I urge you to take advantage of this and come and join us every single night for Taraweeh. The way he recites the Quran is just not only soothing, but it's actually healing. Come and join us. Don't miss out. And it doesn't feel the same, by the way, when you listen to it on YouTube afterwards. It's not the same. So come and join us every single night. Take advantage of this. And next week, inshallah ta'ala, we have more Qurra coming and joining us as well. Inshallah, Brother Samir is going to announce, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, our grand qiyam, inshallah ta'ala. And we'll have with us it's not a surprise anymore, but listen to the announcements, inshallah ta'ala, afterwards. So come. Why? Because there is a fourth benefit for fasting and experiencing the month of Ramadan. And that is the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal promised us. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that a person who observes fasting, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. That you have two moments of joy that you will be so proud of. One is when you accomplish fasting, whether it's every day or at the end of the month, and we celebrate. And then there is even a bigger celebration when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And when Allah Azza wa Jal invites us, when Allah invites us to enter Jannah from a designated gate, only those who fast will enter from it, known as Babur Rayyan. In addition to that, there is a bonus that you'll become healthier and better. It's better for your mind and it's better for your body, as it is the best thing that you can do for your soul. And to review some of these health benefits, I urge you, inshallah ta'ala, to look at the program that I was part of with Dr. Zaman and Dr. Ibrahim Sultan last week, inshallah ta'ala. Socially, my dear brothers and sisters, we are witnessing how our community is coming together. We are witnessing how this reinforces the tie and the connection that we have with our ummah. We are witnessing how submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming together upon the same cause or for the same reason, solidifies our bond as believers and strengthens us as individuals. And we are making better attempts at strengthening the bonds between us and our family members, our neighbors, and our friends, and our community members. But one very important thing, it reminds us of who we belong to, that we belong to the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom Allah azza wa jal, regardless of what it goes through, this ummah may get sick, may get weak, but it will never die. And nowadays, a group of amazing people, hundreds of thousands of them, are standing as a testament to the strength and the resilience of this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will is that they are confined in a space, strip of land called Gaza. They represent the best of us. The least we can do is do whatever we have within our capacity to support them and to pray for them and to aid them or help them with whatever means necessary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the pain and the suffering of the people of Gaza, who in spite of what they're going through, they're still fasting the month of Ramadan, breaking their fast on the very little resources that they have. May Allah bless those resources that they have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring relief to them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring His justice to those who inflict death and destruction upon any group of people, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم أبرم الأمة الإسلامية أمر الرشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر
وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, as we know, we are in the best month of the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us, and that is the month of Ramadan. And we are in the best of the days of the week, and that is really the Friday. And we are in the best of places, Alhamdulillah, in whole of the earth, actually. And this is really the house, one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ساق إلينا خيراً أيضاً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had delivered and brought to us one of the best deeds that we can actually do also from the actions in Ramadan as well. As you probably already know, and as the Sheikh said also, Ramadan is a school. Ramadan is not really just one thing that we do and, you know, we try to, it's really a whole school in which we try to go through this whole school so that we can get, we graduate, inshallah. And I know my students open their eyes just like that. I'm not going to do lectures, no biology or environmental science. This is a school in Iman. And in the month of Ramadan, actually, we learn everything that inshallah has to do to promote our Iman and to promote our faith and our religion. And if you don't think that we need to strengthen our faith and our religion actually in this country and this part of the world, then I don't know what you've been drinking from, what kind of Kool-Aid you've been drinking from. You know, this is, we all know that especially in these days, what's happening actually all over the world, in Palestine, in Gaza, and everywhere, that we actually need to have even more and more houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to build more masajid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these will be the light. These will be the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in spiritual darkness. If you look at, you know, if we actually look at the faith and Iman in all this part of the world, if there are places, if there are no mosques, then they are actually in spiritual darkness. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have brought to us a group and brothers that want us to build a masjid for them, inshallah, in near neighborhood, right here, in Olive Branch. So inshallah, we would like to help for these things. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or it's been reported from the Prophet, that he was the most generous of people. وَأَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And the most generous time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the month of Ramadan. And kana ajwad min ar-rih al-mursala. He was even more generous than the wind. And by saying the wind means it's fast, quick, and it's always general. So wherever you see the khair, we should do it. So inshallah, we have brothers inshallah here that they're coming actually to raise some funds for the sake of this masjid. So how many of us inshallah, who will start with $20,000. This is really a masjid right close to us here. And also they're going to have also a cemetery. And if you feel like we don't, I mean, this is not of our, it is really from our concern. Because if you look to the, if you go to the cemetery that we have here in Masjid al-Rahma, the you know, where we have in Lakeland, then you will see how it's quickly it is filled. So we need actually a place, also another place for us in the, for the future to have a cemetery. So actually we're also getting the benefit of it. We also getting the benefit of having also a cemetery close to us in case we have, we fill our cemetery and we'll have another cemetery inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever there's a house of Allah is being built, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man dha alladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana." When if you're going to go buy a house or build a house or do a, any kind of investment, then you have to go to the bank and get a loan, right? This is the way this country works, to my knowledge, unless you already have, like the Sheikh said, you have a lot of money, you don't know what to do with it. But inshallah, if we have the money, inshallah, we need to invest it and give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the loan. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply that loan for him and for her multiple times. أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. So this is, you know, here the loan is like whatever, 6.5, 17% and all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you back the loan 100 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it 100%, 200%, أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Multiple of 100 times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. And one thing that brothers and sisters that we should know, that whenever anyone dies, and you can go actually to the cemetery we have, and if you have the ability to ask them, if you're going to come back to this world, what would you do? And the answer is, رَبِّي رَجْعَنِي لَنْ أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا رَبِّي رَجْعُونَ. Oh Allah, return me. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, so that I will do good deed. And another ayah, أصدق وأكون من المحسنين. أصدق, يعني specifically that I will make sadaqah, I'll give sadaqah. So brothers and sisters, this is our opportunity. It is Ramadan, the actions and the deeds are multiplied. So how many brothers for 10,000? It is a masjid. The best of deeds and the best of actions that you can do. Subhanallah, sadaqah jariyah. When you know, this is what's called here in American terminology, a win-win situation, right? A continuous, a benefit, a sadaqah that's continuously given. The gift that keeps on giving. Even after you die, if you're part of those people who have established a masjid, then everyone who prays there, everyone who reads Quran, memorizes Quran, all of these things, then you're going to get the hasana of all of this. So you will be in your grave. Jazakallah khair. We have one brother. Jazakallah khair. اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا اللهم أعطي منفقا خلفا. Who else, brothers and sisters? Brothers and sisters. If sisters want to donate, you can just throw something and tell, let us know, inshallah. The infaq fi sabilillah, this is one of the lessons or one of the curricula that we learn actually also in Ramadan. As we said, Ramadan is a school. Many, many things you can learn. One of them is also وَمَنْ يُقَّ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ, that they are, you should protect yourself from the covetousness of your own self. And by giving for the sake of Allah, it is the مِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ. Or you who believe, spend from what I have given you. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spend from what I have given you. And you're spending for what? To build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need actually these houses, we need these places for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know now the importance because that's a place in which people will gather. So this way we can get our strength, our unity. So as we can see actually, whether you know in Michigan and Minnesota and Georgia and Arizona, the Muslims coming together and saying we are uncommitted, they sending big lessons to all the presidential. So this is also a way for us to get united. And probably Allahu Alam, tonight or maybe now, there will be some young brothers and sisters who are registering people to vote. I don't know if it's now or tonight. Tonight, And that also will be another thing, an action that actually we will do, we'll be able to participate even in Mississippi. We don't have any masjid close to us that can help us, so we can go there and also help on this. This is really very, very important for us to spread the footprint of Islam. So how many brothers again? $5,000. How many for $5,000? $5,000, brothers and sisters. Sisters as well. Alhamdulillah. We got one brother here also, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Brothers and sisters, this is again, this is not something in which actually that this is an opportunity and a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had allowed for us to have. And this is only for show the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this community. In this community, for brothers who probably don't know that we have built masajid in Jackson, Tennessee. We built a masjid in Oxford, Mississippi as well. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now bringing us brothers that they're coming for Olive Branch as well. So all of these things are only showing how, alhamdulillah, the city of Memphis and the brothers in Memphis and the sisters are really generous community. And as the Sheikh was saying, is that come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the lata'if and ni'am. Come to Allah with lata'if and ni'am. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the compassion of the blessings that Allah had given you. وَلَا تَأْتِي بِسَلَاسِلِ النِّقَمِ. And don't come dragged with the bad things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring you with. And this is an opportunity and chance for us. It is an opportunity and chance for us, for all of us, inshallah, to participate in this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, "Man bana lillahi masjidan wa kam mifhas qita." Whoever builds a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a masjid for Allah, even if it's the size of a place of a cat that sleeps, "Bana Allahu lahu masjidan fil jannah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a masjid for you and a place for you in Jannah. So jazakumullah khair, brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replenish and give all of those who gave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replenish them and keep their family and their children and everybody, inshallah, blessed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory and help for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza. Jazakumullah khair. And I know there are tables outside, inshallah. Every one of us actually should really try to donate to this great action. Jazakumullah khair.